Let's get started. Today we're starting Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Remember, Kuf Tzadi Aleph. So if you recall yesterday when I told you the hard part of Hilchos Nidah is over, I lied. Kuf Tzadi Aleph is a challenging Simon as well. It's a much shorter Simon, but it's a challenging Simon as well. It does get easier as we go on, though. Meaning the later Simanim in Hilchos Nidah tend to be a little lighter than the earlier Simanim in Hilchos Nidah. But Kuf Tzadi Aleph is all about Dam Behashtana, that if a woman finds blood in her urine. So in order to begin Kuf Tzadi Aleph, it's obviously very important to go through the sugi. It's all pretty much in one location in the Masechta, and that is on Nun Tes and the Beis, Mishnah to Mishnah. You can go through the sugya, and you should, if you haven't already, go through the sugya pretty carefully. Now, it's important to just orient ourselves a little bit. We've already spoken about a woman who finds dam while she is in the restroom, right? While she's in the bathroom, but we've spoken about it in terms of ksam. We've spoken about it in terms of Simen Kuf Tzadi, that a woman finds dam on the toilet bowl. Is the toilet bowl mekabel tuma, right? Mechuber lekarka, mekabel tuma snigayim, all of those kinds of discussions. Or finds dam on toilet paper. Toilet paper is not mekabel tuma, we assume, and that kind of thing. What Kuf Tzadi Aleph is about is not about whether it's kesem, but whether we even get to discuss the issue of ksamim, because the first thing you need to discount is whether it's tumah daraisa. Meaning, if a woman is in need of daraisa, then you don't get to talk about kulas of ksamim. You don't get to talk about whether things are makabal tumah or not makabal tumah. So what Kuf Tzadi Aleph is about, and what that sugi is really about, is that when there is dam in urine, do we have to assume or be choshesh that there may be actual tumah daraisa over here, that there may be need of daraisa over here? Where's the hargasha? Hargasha Merak Lion could very easily mask Hargasha of Dam Nida. Now, if we get to a point where we say that don't worry, it's Tahar, it's nothing, it's not Tumah Daraisa, then we can start discussing, okay, but she sees Dam anyway, if she finds Dam on the toilet bowl. So if it came out with the urine, that would not be an indicator of Nida Daraisa, if we get to say that, then maybe it would not be an indicator of Nida Daraisa, but we still then need to discuss the ksamim issue, and what is mekabel tumah, what's not mekabel tumah. So that's just how we have to orient ourselves a little bit in terms of going to the sugya. Meaning that when you logically think about the issue, you should think about Kuf Tzadi Aleph before Kuf Tzadi, right? You first need to think about, is there need to do raisa here? And then, once you've taken care of that, and you've come to a conclusion that it's not need to do raisa, then you could start talking about ksamim. Agav, I put on the WhatsApp yesterday a shaila that came up. It didn't exactly come up that way, just totally agav, but no one responded to this. I'm just curious if anyone has a thought. the way that it that I'm not no criticism. Some people don't want to put themselves out there. It's fine.
Discuss this time after.
Oh, I didn't say discuss. Yeah. There's no instruction. I hear. You follow instructions so well. That's amazing. at the end of your last bechina, you never wrote graded. what was I saying? Yeah. So someone called me yesterday and said his wife is supposed to go to the mikvah last night. Day 7, she has 2 bedikas to drop off. So I said, I'll get home before Shkia, I'll take a look. I got home before Shkia. One of the bedikas was fine, there was no problem at all. And the other one was dam. I mean, it was red mixed with some other colors, but there was definitely red in there. It was a bedika cloth. So on a day 7 bedika, you never want to be machmir if you can help it. So, that obviously it's going to set her back a whole week. She's going to be able to go to the mikveh for a whole another week. So I said, look, I had a sense that I was not going to be able to make it. So I said, do another bedika now. So this will count as your hafsik tara, just in case. But I was going to a chasna last night. I said, at the chasna, I'll go to all the rabbis and, I'll see if anyone is willing to come up with a svara or something. So I showed it to one rabbi. Reish Kudel from Palo Alto, and it's my brother, and he said, I can't be making this. This is posh, this is dumb. There's nothing here, nothing to talk about. So I showed it to another Rav, an older Rav, and he said, maybe she has hemorrhoids. So I said, yeah, maybe not. You know, like. So he said, no, but just ask. You never know. Just ask. So I thought that was totally wrong. Why do I think that's totally wrong? She's a batika. The hemorrhoids don't come from, right? Meaning it's biology, right? Meaning, plus when it's hemorrhoids, it's dam. It's not some combination of mucus and dam. And like, it was davar pashut to me that was totally incorrect. So unless I'm missing something, I don't think I'm ever going to ask that rabbi. You know, neither shaila. I mean, that's like a major mistake. You can't. I don't think on a batika cloth. Yeah, so it comes from Google it. It's what you get when you steal the Aron from the Jewish people. And, if you're a Philistine. So then you can give a golden one. Okay, but it's something that would affect. You would find things in the underwear, but not coming from the vaginal opening. So it doesn't make any sense that if she sticks a batika cloth, if she's putting it in the right place, that it's going to come out with dam from of hemorrhoids. That seems a little bit odd to me. Okay, but anyway, going back to us now. So now we're starting Kuf Tzad Yal. So here we have this discussion. So there are multiple factors that will come up, just to lay them out on the table before we begin. Multiple factors that are going to come up. First is omedes o yosheves, meaning what we're going to need to, one of the factors that the Gemara is going to discuss is, was she standing or was she sitting while she was urinating? Obviously much more natural for a person to sit while urinating. Omedes will change things. Omedes will make it worse, though. Omedes will make it worse because we assume that when a woman is omedes, it's more likely that the mei raglayim is chozeres. It goes back up the vaginal canal somehow, gets back to the uterus, catches some dam in the uterus, and brings it back down. And that's more likely to happen when she's omedes and not when she is yosheves. Doctors will tell you this doesn't happen. They have no idea what the Gemara is talking about. I think Dr. Abraham writes in his Sefer that he has no idea what the Gemara is talking about. At worst, it comes from two different places, right? The urethra and the vaginal canal are coming. It's coming. It doesn't make sense that it will go back up to the bladder, if anything. It will go back up to the makar. So maybe if it's already out of the urethra, not through the vaginal opening, that it can maybe fill up and get. It's hard to imagine how it could ever get back up to the uterus. So they don't know what this is talking about. But nevertheless, all of the poskim, even modern poskim, on this do not say nishtana teva. I don't know why. They don't say, well, look, the metzius is that it's, you know, that doesn't happen, so maybe we don't have to worry about the whole simon. No one says that. For some reason, they all treat it la halacha lemaisa. I don't know exactly how we know when to say that, look, it's not the metzius, and when to say that this is the way the halacha has been passed down, and this is how we observe it. But in this case, it seems that everyone still observes it. So first issue is omedes o yosheves. Second issue is maznekes o shosasas. That is the urine coming out with force, or is it just dripping out? And when it just drips out, that is much worse, meaning that is a much greater likelihood that the dam is actually dam in a makar when it's only dripping. Because if it's only dripping, the assumption is that it's not a normal urination, and therefore, since she's not normally urinating, it may also go back up and grab some dam from the makar. And then the third factor that comes up in the Gemara is svasa safal o tocha safal, that where does the blood show up? Is it on the edge of the toilet, or is it inside the toilet? Their toilet bowls did not look exactly like ours, but somehow there was still an edge and an inside. And which is worse of those two possibilities? The edge. The edge is worse because that would be something that is not coming out with any force. So all three of these things relate to the force with which the urine is exiting the body in some way or another. And that's why it becomes somewhat confusing, because we have to figure out, are these three different ways of saying the same thing? Or are these three different indicators and three different factors? Meaning, is svasa seifel only a raya that it was shosasas, and that's it? and Shosasa and Sfas Hasefel mean the same thing, and Maznekas and Toch Hasefel mean the same thing. And Omedes is an indicator that is just Shosasas. So that's all. That's one of the complicating factors to keep in mind, is that although it sounds like there are three factors that we're going to talk about, Chada l'reyasa, tarti l'reyasa, this and that, is it really a chada and a tarti? Is it, or are they really all just the same factor? Another thing to keep in mind is we have to figure out whether this sugya is nogeh l'maisa at all. Meaning the whole sugya may not be, the whole machlokas in the sugya, the whole discussion in the sugya may only be about taros, may have nothing to do with the baila. And remember, we said that every sugya, Maseches Nida, that's sort of the first thought that has to go through your mind, is, you know, Maseches Nida doesn't say the taros, it has big nafkaminas legabe taros, so you have to think to yourself, is this something that's nogea for taros, or is this something that's nogea lebaila, right? So that's something that we're going to have to keep in mind as well. Now, obviously, the fact that we're learning it gives and the fact that it's in Shulchan Aruch and Kufzadi Aleph already is a bit of a spoiler, because it seems that in the end of the day it's at least going to be somehow related Lebaila, but it could be that the more it's related to Taharos, the more reason it becomes Nogei Lemaisa for us. We'll have to see how that works out. So let's start with the actual sugya. Let me bring my actual Gemara in, because I'm always afraid I'm going to leave it here and not bring it back to the Daf Yomi. So I have my Masifta. So let's see. So says the Mishnah. A woman was urinating and she sees dam. Rameir Omer im omedes tmeiv im yoshev estar. So Rameir makes the first distinction that we pointed out before, that if she's omedes, then she's tmeiv, because as we said, omedes is worse. If she's yosheves, then she's tahora, because then we don't have to be choshish that the dam came from the makor. But Rabbi Yossi Omer bein kach ubein kach tahora. Rabbi Yossi says whether omedes or yosheves, either way she's going to be tahora. So Rameir holds that if she's urinating while standing, she's tmeiv, because the dam was b'min ha-makar. The dam at least may have come from the makar. How does that work, that the dam is b'min ha-makar? So this seems to be machlokes rishonim, exactly what the metzius is, even though, as we said, the metzius seems to be neither, but let's just say how the rishonim understand it. Both Rashi and the Ran seem to understand that if she's a medes, she would only urinate if she can't hold it in anymore. If she's at a point where it's just like it's bursting out of her, she can't hold it in anymore. And, well, not bursting, but dripping, but she just can't hold it in anymore. And since she was so dechuka, she was so, she had to go so badly, we assume that it went back up and got blood because of that dochak. Whereas the rush in Siman Aleph seems to understand it a little bit differently, that it's not that she had to go so badly. It's just that it's not a natural way to urinate, and when standing up for a woman. For a man, obviously, it is a natural way to urinate, but for a woman, it's not a natural way to urinate when standing up. And if she is urinating when standing, it's not coming out easily, and because it's not coming out easily, so that's why it's going to go back up the canal and toward the makar. Others explain within Shita Satosvos. Some of the Achronim say that within Shita Satosvos, a third possibility, which is entirely different, of what Omedes does, what kind of impact Omedes has, that normally there are two openings, right? So you have the urethra and the vaginal canal. They can't both be opened simultaneously, right? Tosvos makes that assumption that they can't both, or makes that, gives that possibility, that they can't both be opened simultaneously. So to the extent that one of them is partially closed, the other one is partially open. So normally, while a woman is urinating, it's impossible that dam nida is going to come out, because while she's urinating, so the track of the urinary tract is open. So and therefore the prosdor is going to be closed. But to the extent that she's standing, the urinary tract is partially closed. So if it's partially closed, that gives it makes a partial opening in the prosdor, which allows for damnida to be able to come out even as she's urinating. that would mean that it has nothing to do with urine going back up, which is sort of against the Gemara, right? You know, the Gemara sounds like it's going to be chazeres, that it's going to go back up. But that's how they say one could touch it up, according to that yesod that Tosos has. Now, there is one other sugya in this Masechta that does relate to our sugya, and that's on Yudalad Amid Beis. There is a machlokas amoraim on Yudalad Amid Beis. If Rav Meir holds she's tameh bevadai, because it definitely came from the makar, and we assume hargasha, because there was hargashas meir glaim, or only tameh misafek, because maybe the blood is from the bladder, maybe it's urinary tract infection or something like that. But let's put Rav Meir aside for a second. Let's get to Rav Yossi. So what does Rav Yossi hold? Rav Yossi hold beino medes ben yosheves tahora. She's going to be tahora either way, because we're not concerned that the dam came from the makar. So Tosos, back on Yudalad Amud Beis, has a machlokas whether Rabbi Yossi is mitaher legamri, which is the sheet of Tosos themselves, and also seems to be the sheet of the Rambam in the fifth parak of Yisuri Bia, Halacha Yud Zayin. And that would be very mistaver. Rabbi Yossi says, Bein Yosheves, Bein Omedes. And Yosheves, L'chora, she's absolutely tahar, right? Because even Rabbi Meir said she's tahar when she's Yosheves. So when Rabbi Yossi says Bein Omedes Bein Yosheves, Mistama Omedes would be the same din as Yosheves, according to Rabbi Yossi, and therefore Tahar Legamri. Or the other possibility, the Shitas Harach, that's quoted all over the place, seems to be quoted, the Shach quotes that there's Yerushalmi like this, that she's only Tamei Misafek. And that obviously assumes that a mayor is metame her betumas vaday, and when Rabbi Yossi says that she's tar, if she's omedes, it means only misafek. I mean, tar misafek, then not tumas vaday, but tame misafek also.
Just when she's standing?
Just when she's standing. Some of the Achronim think that it's not really Yerushalmi that says that way, it's a Tal Sofer in the Yerushalmi. Chazanish says, even if it is a Yerushalmi, Chazanish and Simon Tzadi, Sifkat and Gimel says, good, it's a Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, and we pass on like the Bavli anyway. And then there's a further Machlokas, a much more detailed Machlokas, as to what exactly Rabbeinu Chananel is actually trying to say. What does he mean that it's a Din Misafek? So that's largely what the Rishonim that are quoted by the Beis Yosef really work on. But let's come back to that later. Yeah.
Did you just repeat what Tosfos and the Rambam hold about Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah, that Tahar means Tahar. Tahar b'toras vaday, absolutely Tahar, just like Yosheves is Tahar Legamri, Omedes is also Tahar Legamri. Now, it seems that Rabbi Yossi holds that since the dam happened while urinating, it's like a chazaka that it came with the urine and not from the makar. Meaning it's like a Ruba de Lassa Kaman, that's where the dam comes from. The dam doesn't come from the makar when a woman is urinating. There was no dam beforehand, there was no dam afterwards. So Pashto says the dam came during the urinating, so it's a chazaka that it didn't come from the makar. Rabbi Meir, and a lot of the Achronim they get sticky with this. You know, Rabbi Meir is the one that's Cheshin on the Miyuta, right? So Rabbi Meir is Cheshish le Miyuta. So that's, did the Rishonim say it? Yeah? The Ran says it, so Meir's Choshish Lemiyuta is not so mechan that chazaka, so he's metame as long as it could have possibly come from the makar, even though it's a miyuta, that it could have possibly come from the makar. Then the Gemara gets into this machlokas. So, leaving out the rest of the Mishnah, where it talks about Ish v'Isha, which is not so relevant, even though the follow-up discussion of it may be relevant to bringing rayas to the Shitas and Rishonim, but the Gemara gets into a discussion right off the bat within Shitas Rabbi Meir, right? Within Shitas Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is one that was Mechalik between Omedes and Yosheves. So I ask the Gemara, Maishna Omedes Amina Meir Aglayim Hadul Makar Va'aisidam Yosheves Na'aminim Meir Aglayim Hadul Makar Va'aisidam. If when she's Omedes, the Meir Aglayim is going to go back to the Makar and bring Dam, why when she's Yosheves won't the Meir Aglayim do the same thing? Same thing should happen when she's Yosheves. So Amar Shmuel b'maznekes. Rav Meir is only metaher Yosheves when it comes out with force, like normal urinating that comes out with force. But apparently, if it drips, that's an indication that she's been holding it back. And any time you're holding it back, at least what Rashi said, any time you're holding it back, it might go back up and grab some dam from the makar. So when she is standing, it's never going to come out with force. Never going to come out, according to Rashi. Never going to come out with force. So we're always concerned that it went back up and brought dam. So when she's yosheves and mazneques, then Rav Meir is going to say, yosheves and mazneques, tahar. But in Achinami, if she were yosheves and shosasas, if she were yosheves, but it were just dripping, then Rav Meir would say, tameh. Right. And therefore, and when she's omedes, by definition it's shosasas. And therefore, tameh. Right? That's Shitas Rav Meir, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi Anun Zayinam Beis that explains that, what we said before, that when she's standing up, it's so unnatural to urinate while standing that she must have been unable to hold herself anymore, because otherwise urine wouldn't be coming out. The very fact that it's coming out shows just how desperately she needed to go to the bathroom at that point. Tosfos in Dibra Maskele Isha asks in Rashi, so you understand, why would you distinguish between Omedes and Yosheves? Why don't you just say within Yosheves? Meaning, if even you, the way you're understanding Rav Meir Shita is that is Yosheves Tamei or Tar? The answer is going to be depends, right? If it's Maznakas, then she's Tar. But if it's Shosesas, then she's Tamei. So why would you distinguish? Why Rav Meir distinguish between standing and sitting? Make a chilek within sitting. So Tosfos answers, one of the answers, Tana wanted to say Omedes because it's more absolute. Omedes is always going to be Tar, because it's always Shosasas. He's answering for Shitas Rashi. But Tosfos disagrees in the Metzius with Rashi. Tosfos himself says that Maznakas is possible even when she's Omedes. Even if a woman is standing up, it's possible for her to urinate with force. The Gemara's question was that if we're Machmir by Omedes, Maznakas, if we're Machmir that a woman who's standing up, even if it's coming out with force, we're still going to be machmir that maybe it came from the makar. Why? Because you have chadol reyusa. What does it mean, chadol reyusa? The fact that she's omedes is an indicator that the dam would come from the makar. Rashi would probably disagree with that classification. Why would Rashi disagree with that classification? It's not a different issue. The whole issue is it shosasas or is it maznakas? When she's standing, it's always shosasas. When she's sitting, it's sometimes shosasas. And if it's shosasas, there's only one issue. Is it coming out like normal urine or is it dripping? According to Rashi, if it's coming out like normal urine, so then she's going to be tar. If it's dripping, tameh. That's it, according to Rashi. Tulsa says, no, there are two separate issues over here. Because both dripping and coming out with force are both possibilities, both when she's sitting and when she's standing. And therefore, whatever you're going to say about standing, which would lead you to believe tamei, but coming out with force, you should say when she's sitting and dripping. Because either one is chadol reyusa. So Tosfos assumes maznakas is possible even when she's omedes. The Gemara's kasha was that if we're machmir when she's omedes, umeznakas, which is a chadol reisa, that she's standing, we should also be machmir when she's yosheves and shosasas, which is also chadol reisa. And the Gemara's answer is that, yeah, but the entire Mishnah is only about maznakas. And in order to be tahar, you need to be tarti l'tivusa. In order to be meaning chadol reisa is going to be bad. And the whole Mishnah was only talking about when she's maznakas. You needed to be yosheves and maznakas in order to be tahar. One or the other is not good enough. So if that's correct, we never see... So all of this is within Rav Meir. Keep in mind, at the end of the Gemara, what are we going to find that we paskin? Like Rav Yossi. So who cares? Because if I know that Rav Yossi disagrees with Rav Meir, I need to know what cases Rav Meir is commenting on. Right, which case is Rav Meir talking about? So then I can know, oh, and that's where Rav Yossi disagrees. So according to Tosfos, what's Rav Meir talking about? Rav Meir never discussed the case of Shosasas. He never discussed the case where it was dripping. Rav Meir only discussed Maznakas, and then he said, oh, and that's where you have a chilek between whether she's standing or she's sitting. So we don't know that Rabbi Yossi argues on Rav Meir if she's shosasas, right? I mean, if she's just dripping, where it's more of an indication that it's dam and amakar, maybe Rabbi Yossi would also be metame in that case. It would seem that Rabbi Yossi is only metaher in the cases that Rav Meir is metame. So he would hold that either Yoshaves or Maznakas is good enough. Meaning Rav Meir is metame when you have Chadal Reisa. So Rabbi Yossi says, nah, Chadal Reisa is good enough. But if you have Tarti Reisa, that could be very bad. So if she's Omedes and Shosasas, it could be even Rabbi Yossi is going to be metame. What if she's Yosheves? What if she's Yosheves and Shosasas? What would Rabbi Yossi say? So what did Rav Meir say when she's Yosheves and Shosasas? So that's the thing. We're suggesting Chadal Reisa and Chadal Reisa are the same, right? Whichever Reisa it is. And Rav Meir never really said anything about Shosasas. Why not? Because the whole teretz of the Gemara is that the whole sugya is only about Maznakas. Right? And Rav Meir's chilek between Omedes and Yosheves is only within Maznakas. So, Omedes is Chadal Reisa and it's going to be Tameh. Yosheves and Shosasas is also Chadal Reisa, but it might be a different Reisa.
So.
Otherwise, in the Havamina, yeah. Otherwise, Yosheves should be. What did the Gemara want to say? That Yosheves should be no different than Omedes, right? So the question is there an entire paradigm shift in the Teretz, right? Or is it keeping that assumption? You're right. The Pashto says that it is keeping that assumption. So it would seem again, Rabbi Yossi is Mitar in the case of Rav Meir is Mitame. So it could be that Rabbi Yossi would hold that when you have Tarti the Reisa. I mean, L'chora would come out, that according to Tosfos, if you have Tarti L'Reisa, she's Temeya, even Rabbi Yossi would say Temeya. And we have to at least keep open the possibility that Yosheves and Shosasas, Rabbi Yossi is going to be Metame. Right? It could be that in that case, because that Rav Meir wasn't talking about that at all. So it could be that Rabbi Yossi would be Metame there as well. So then the Gemara asks Vayter, Maznekes Nami, Dilma Basa de Tamu Maya Asadam. Even if she sat and the urine came out forcefully, right, which is Tarti L'Tivusa, right? It's both indicators are that she's Tahora. But still, maybe it could be that after she finished urinating, the blood came from the Makar afterwards. Some blood dripped from the Makar afterwards, at the very end. So she might be Tameya. So Tosus explains within Rashi, that we can't be assuming the dam comes from the makar at the very moment of Meir Aglayim, because blood won't come from the makar at the moment of Meir Aglayim. Machmas hazinuk nistam hamayan shel dam. Right? That's what the Sodom Yisrael tells us before, that there are these two pipes, so to speak, and when one's open, the other one's closed. It means afterwards, some dam is going to drip out. Tosus disagrees with Rashi's understanding of the question. Right? Tosus says that the Gemara is asking that after Pasa Kiluach Meiragleha, there may be some urine that still drips. And we should be choshish that those few drips of urine that come at the end may have been choser lemakar. Not that dam came out after the urine was done, but that dam came out together with the last drops of urine. The Lashon of the Gemara sounds a lot more like Rashi. The Aruch Lener points that, right? Basar de Tamu Maya. Basa de Tamu Maya sounds like, yeah, she's done. Meir Aglayim is over. According to Tosos, it should have said Basa de Tam Zinuk Hamaya or something like that. That after the forcefulness of the Meir Aglayim. Okay. So, anyways, so this is Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha is, how do you know that after she finished urinating, how do you know that some dam didn't just drip out afterwards? Answers Gemara, Am Rabbi Abba, Biosheves al Sfas HaSafo. Umaznekas betoch hasafel, v'nimtza dam betoch hasafel, demisa de baser de tamumaya asa al svas hasafel by lishtakuchim. Cases she's sitting on the edge of the toilet seat. The Achronim already point out we're not sure exactly what this is and how to position one's body to use this as an indicator. But she's sitting on the edge of a toilet, and therefore we assume the worst, which is a big chumra. But we assume she's sitting on the edge of the toilet seat, and she was maznakas into the toilet seat. How did it get into the toilet seat? Why didn't it just land on the edge? Because it was maznakas, and the dam was found inside. So if something is squirting, so it's going, so then it can get inside. But if it were just dripping, it would land on the edge. So that must be the metzius. When Rameir was metaher, a woman who was sitting. Now the Gemara is assuming. Now the Gemara is assuming that what? That if she's sitting in shosasas, according to Rameir, if she's sitting in shosasas, tamea. Up until now, we were assuming that Rameir was only talking about maznakas. But now the Gemara says, no, if she was sitting and she was shosasas, she would be tamea. Elamai, there's an indicator that she wasn't shosasas because the blood made its way into the toilet. So if it made its way into the toilet, then you know that she wasn't shosasas. So when Rameir was matar, a woman who was sitting, it was a case where she sat on the edge of the seat, urinated a stream into the bowl, blood was found in the bowl. Had it only come at the end with a few drips, it would have been found on the edge of the seat. Good. All of that was discussion about Shitas Rameir. Says the Gemara, Amr Shmuel, Varmi Lam Rabbi Dumr Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. V'cheinah relay Rabbi Abba l'kala, and Rabbi Abba taught Kala, who was a person, Rashi says, who had this Shaila. So he made his way into Jewish history, asking one Shaila about his wife and Meir Aglayim. Mrs. Kala is forever embarrassed that, I guess. The Kala had this Shaila. Halacha Karebi. Krabiosi, rather. Halacha Krabiosi. So we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, which means whether Yosheves or Medes, she is Tahora. Yeah. Whether Yosheves or Medes, she's Tahora. But is there any way that she's Temeya? Right? Is there any example that she's Temeya? So according to Tosos, like we said before, maybe that if she's Omedes, if she has Tarti Lereisa, and if she's Omedes and Shosasas, she's Temeya. L'chora, Yosheves, and either Shosasas or Maznakas, she's going to be Tahora. But maybe there is a case that she's Temeya. Anyway, so they pass on like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara later quotes a Brisa that brings a third sheet, that Rabbi Shimon ben kach ben kach in a tola, that whether she's standing or sitting, cannot assume that it's Dam Maka, and we assume that it's been a Maka or a Temeya. The other extreme. Mamera was Metaher at least when she was Yosheves. We have Rabbi Shimon who's okay, but we don't pasken like that. Parenthetically, this is all about Meraglayim. What about Dam found together with what are they called? The stool, right? So Tosefta in Perek Zayin says that Dam Ayotzi Alarei Tohar. It's quoted by the Tshuvas HaRashba. That if it's Rashba Chadashos, Saviat Simon Sadi Aleph, that if she sees Dam Besefel Shal Tzrachim Katanim Ugedolim, right, she went to the bathroom and urinated and defecated, and there's some Dam there, she's Tahora Mishum Svek Sveka. Safek Ba Mimakum Gedolim, Safek Ba Meraglayim, and then Safek Ba Minamakar, even if it was with the Meraglayim, maybe it was not Minamakar. So Tahora Mishum Svek Sveka. Marachar Zeruah is bothered. What do I need a Svek Sveka? We pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Anyway, it's fine. But if you learn like Tosfos, why do I need a Svek Sveka? Maybe the case was she was Omedes and she was Shoseses, where even Rabbi Yossi would be Metame Meraglayim. But if she also had Tzoa and Meraglayim together, so then you can make a Svek Sveka out of it. Yeah. Yeah, you always have this question by every Svek Sveka in Hilchos Nida. You have this question. It's a good question, but we make Svek Svekas. Okay.
What's the Sfara for Rabbi Yossi and for Rabbi Meir when he is entire? Where do we think the blood's coming from?
Of where the blood is coming? It's a urinary tract infection. Tamaka, yeah. Which is, by the way, not uncommon, right? Meaning it's for a woman to have a urinary tract infection is fairly common, and you could imagine the days before they had easy medicine that will fix it in 24 hours. It probably stuck around for a while. So
even if she's Omedes, we know that it's not Damaka then. It's just a likelihood then?
You don't know that it's not Damaka, but we have these indicators that it's more likely to have gone back up. Which, again, we don't know what that means, but that's the indication. So how do we pass? So a simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, right? So any blood and urine, l'chora, she should be tahora, certainly the way Rashi learns the Gemara, right? She should automatically be tahora. However, there are a couple of points of limitation and shitos and rishonim that need to be hashed out a little bit over here. Beis Yosef explains the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel that we referred to before. That this entire discussion, Rabbeinu Chananel says, is only about taharos. But she remains asura lebaila. Whoa, okay, that changes everything. But the whole thing is only about taharos. Meaning, remember I said before, the more this sugya is not nogea lemaisa, the more it is nogea lemaisa. Meaning, because the more you say, oh, all the kulas are only about taharos, that's not nogea, means that lemaisa, we have chumras. Lemaisa, we're going to have to be machmi. And Beis Yosef says, I got two rayas for you. He says, first of all, the Gemara asks why we need to be told that Rabbi Yossi is mitayer in the case of Svek Sveka, right, with the Isha and the Isha. If you learn through the Sugya, right, the Gemara says, why do you need to tell me that Rabbi Yossi is going to be mitayer when there's an extra suffix thrown in that maybe it came from the Ish? Rabbi Yossi is mitayer when there's one suffix. Of course he's going to be mitayer when it's Svek Sveka, the Gemara asks. What was Gemara's answer? Now we would have thought that Rabbi Yossi's Mitar only b'diavet after she was already asuka b'taros, but not l'chadchila. We wouldn't allow her l'chadchila to go and be osik b'taros. Oh, so that's why the Gemara has to tell me that he's Mitar l'gamri. That only makes sense to talk about l'chadchila b'diavet by taros. There's no such thing as the chilin b'diavad l'bayla, right? Meaning, there's no b'diavad. Oh, b'diavad she's tahora. Oh, she slept with her husband already. Okay, fine. So b'diavad she's tahora. No, there's no. What do you mean b'diavad she's tahora? What? That she won't have to bring carbon afterwards.
But still, the chilin
she should be mitar herself for the next time. She should be mitar herself. I don't know, I guess Beis Yosef understood this is talking about even Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Beis Yosef points out, even though we're more machmir about taros normally than we are lebaila, and over here it comes out the opposite, and over here comes out, he says, yeah, but what are we more machmir about taros than we are lebaila? Bedikos. We require more bedikos for taros than we do lebaila. Yeah, that's because bedikos are about establishing Tumah Lemafreya. Labaila, it's irrelevant. Tumah Lemafreya is irrelevant, right? You just need to know right now can she be with her husband. But for taros, you need to know what she touched in the past. So it's not that fundamentally taros are more chamer than baila. Adrabba, baila are more fundamentally chamer than taros. Why? Kares. Isn't this a kares labaila? Isn't this a kares when it comes to taros? So fundamentally, we're going to be more machmir lebaila. So it's very mistaver that all the kulas we have in the whole sugya of Rabbi Yossi Mitayer, Bein Omedes, Bein Yosheves, and we pass like Rabbi Yossi, yeah, it's for taros, but for lebaila, she's still going to be aser. The other raya, Beis Yosef brings the Gemara in Daf Yudalid. The Gemara in Daf Yudalid discusses Badka Be'ed She'eno Baduk. She uses a cloth that was not fresh. V'nichasu b'kufsa, and she puts it in a box somewhere. Ulamachar matzah alav dam. And then the next day, she goes back to the cloth and looks, and there's dam on it. So Rebbe mitami mishum nida, Rebbe Chia mitami mishum kesa. Rebbe's mitami mishum nida, Rebbe Chia says kesa. There's also machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yossi about the same inyan about Batka Be'et Sheino Baduk, and the Gemara says, ah, it's Rabbi Yossi l'shitasa, because just like Rabbi Yossi, he's Matar Be'et Sheino Baduk, so he's Matar here too. If Rabbi Meir is Metame over there, B'tumah V'da'is, and Rabbi Yossi is Metaher Legamri, then it would turn out that the two opinions are very distant from each other. Meaning, if you're going to say that when we say Rav Meir is Metame, it means Petaras Vadai, and we say Rav Meir and Rav Yossi are totally the Shitasa, right? That means that the Shita that argues that Rav Meir holds, Tohar Bivada. That makes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi polar opposites of each other. Not just, you know, off by a little bit, where one is Mitame Bivade and the other one Misafek, Mishum Kesef, Darabana. No, it's one Tame Midaraisa, the other one Tohar, even Midarabana. That's something we try to avoid. Meaning, if we have a machlokas, and this is Yisod, the Balei Tosafot have throughout Shas, that whenever there's a machlokas, we try to make the machlokas as close as possible. Right? Not that they're arguing about everything to total opposite extremes of each other. So, a raya, not a raya, an indicator. So, that's an indicator, says the Beis Yosef. That Rabbi Yossi is not really Matar. He's only Matar when it comes to Taros, but not when it comes to Labaila. Again, a raya to the shita of Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Chanana holds that when it comes to dam in the urine, Rabbi Yossi might agree when it comes to Labaila to whatever Rabbi Meir says. So Shitas Rabbi Meir again becomes important. So again, why would Shitas Rabbi Meir become important? So far we have two reasons why Shitas Rabbi Meir might be important. The Gemara has a whole discussion with the Shitas Rabbi Meir. One is I need to know exactly which cases Rabbi Meir was talking about, because it's only on those cases that Rabbi Yossi would argue. So if you learn like Tosos, Rabbi Meir wasn't talking about a case where you have Tarti L'Reisa, and Mimela Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue in the case of Tarti L'Reisa. And now another reason is, I need to know Shitas Rabbi Meir, is because Rabbi Yossi agrees Rabbi Meir when it comes to Baila. He only disagrees when it comes to Taros. There are no fewer than 5 different ways to understand how this plays out lahalacha. Meaning, yeah, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, but what exactly does that mean that we pass on like Rabbi Yossi? So we already said, Rabbeinu Chananel, right? Rabbeinu Chananel, that she's always tamei lebaila, at least mishum kesem. It happens to be there's a Tshuvas Haran where the Shoel quotes this Rabbeinu Chananel, and Tshuvas Haran mem tes, the Shoel quotes this Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Ran insists that Rabbeinu Chananel never said it. Ein elu ela divrei nevius, lav Rabbeinu Chananel chasim alei. You know, he uses very strong words, but everyone else seems to think that Rabbeinu Chananel said it. You know, it's quoted in the Magen Mishnah, it's quoted by the Rashba, and you know, even though we don't think of Rabbeinu Chananel as like one of our, you know, like one of the basic Rishonim in forming the halacha, Rabbeinu Chananel amongst the Rishonim was viewed as, you know, being on a higher madrega than most. So even though the Ran is skeptical whether Rabbeinu Chananel said it, it seems that the Magen Mishnah, the Rashba, in Sharik Samim, Tosfos, obviously, the Rosh, they all quote this Rabbeinu Chananel. Poskim aren't sure if he would say this even when she was Yosheves al Sfas HaSafal, Umaklachas L'Toch HaSafal, V'Nimtza Adam L'Toch HaSafal. Meaning, would he even be Makmei L'Baila when you have everything in the Tivus? How far does Rabbeinu Chananel go? Does Rabbeinu Chananel say in that Rabbi Yossi is molded to Rabbi Meir when it comes to Labaila? Or that, no, the whole machlokas from Rabbi Yossi was only about Taros. Maybe when it comes to Labaila, Rabbi Yossi is going to be, and Rabbi Meir, will be even more machmir than any shita that appears in our Gemara. So exactly how far Rabbeinu Chananel goes is also a further machlokas among the poskim. If you look around in the achronim, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, and we're not in Shulchan Aruch yet. We'll get there Bez Hashem on Wednesday, but you'll see that there's a discussion how far Rabbeinu Chananel takes it. But that's one shita.
So understanding that Rabbeinu Chananel can be understood in different ways, I still don't really understand what it means to say that Rabbeinu Chananel says this whole sugi is about Tahara, but they're still in the Issa L'Baal. It doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
It's a contradiction in terms. If you're just saying that really this is about one thing, but it has the same result, there's no conceptual difference.
Meaning in general, being mechalek between Taros and Baila,
yeah,
in general,
yeah,
is difficult. Okay, that's a good question in general, right? How you can have a stira in the psak. But we do have such things, right? Where we distinguish between Taros and Baila.
No, for sure. I think that makes sense. But I think to say, like, she's usher for, like, when it comes to Tahara, she's Tmeya, and then she's also usher Labala, it just seems that there's no, it just means that this is also talking about an Issa Labala. Unless there's some technical reason why she's also usher.
Yeah, I don't think. Meaning, you're saying that you know, you want to tell me da makom in a makor is mitame, and that's tahara, you know, that kind of thing, but it's not with dambar hagash or something like that. Yeah, you don't have such a logic over here.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that you have any logic to say it that way. The second shita, go to the other extreme. The Rambam in Yisrei Biyo, we mentioned before, Perakei Halach Yed Zayin, the Ravid and Balei Nefesh, the Rashi and Taras Abayis, all quoted by the Beis Yosef, by the way, they all quote it. Beis Yosef quotes all the basic Rishonim. They all say that Rabbi Yossi is totally mitaher, standing, sitting, maznaka shosasas. Rabbi Yossi mitaher, meaning the impression you got when you read the Gemara is that Rabbi Yossi holds everything's good. So Rabbi Yossi holds everything's good. And for half of Judaism, for half of the Jewish people, that's the end of the story. Right? I mean, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam, the Rashba, that's the end of the story. There's no major sugya over here. What makes him Kuf Tzadi Aleph hard is that the Ramah talks for like, you know, a huge paragraph. Right? But if you just read Gemara, you know, like very straightforward, Gemara, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, it's Pashut. Everything's Mutzer, everything's Torah. Yeah, so even if she's Meklachas, Latocha Safal, Ninim Sadam, Bisfasa Safal, Bulvad, it's an indication that the blood didn't come with the Meiroglaim, still Tahar. And the Beis Yosef writes, Ulinian Halacha, Nira, Tikedai Haim, Harambam, Varashba, Lisma, Chalem Latri, Bechol Gavni. That if you can't rely on the Rambam and the Rashba, I don't know who you can rely on, so we could be totally making. Then we have the in between Shitas. The Ran in that Tshuva, Memtes, says that if she was Yosheves u'maklachas l'toch emtza asafa, she was sitting and it was going in a stream, a strong stream, into the inside of the toilet. Uksha'amda nimtza dam al sfas hasafa buvad, and then when she stands up, she finds the dam on the edge of the toilet seat. She's tamei. Why? Why? That was also a simple reading of the Gemara, because the Gemara said, why aren't I choshesh that maybe after she finished urinating, that some blood just dripped out afterwards. And that would have been Damnita that dripped out afterwards. That was Shosasas. And the Gemara says, you're right, the case must be she found the Dam in the toilet bowl. But Mashma, that if she finds the Dam at the edge of the toilet bowl, at the edge of the toilet seat or whatever, that she's going to be Tamea. But that's the only indication. That's the only indication that's strong enough, according to the Ran, to say that she's Tamea. Meaning, being Omedes is not strong enough. Why not? Because Rabbi Yossi said it's not. So, remember we started by saying, is Shosasas Maznakas just another way of saying Omedes Yosheves? Which is just another way of saying Asfasas Safal B'tokas Safal. So, according to the Ran, very clearly, these are different things. These are different levels of indication. She could be Omedes, she could be Shosasas, and that's all going to be Tahar. But if she's Yosheves and it appears al sfas asafel, that's the biggest indicator that she's tummy. And not only that, Ran says, even if you find blood both in the toilet and on the edge of the seat, she's tahar. Because meiroglaim slows at the end. So it could be the dam was with the meiroglaim, and whatever happened with the meiroglaim happened with the blood. Then there's Tosfos and the Rush. Tosfos and the Rush both say that Rabbi Yossi is only metaher b'maklachas, because once the Gemara makes an ukimta that Rabbi Meir is talking about where it's maznakas, where it's maklachas, where it flows, we apply that ukimta to Rabbi Yossi as well. So if she's sitting and she's shosasas, he would say tahar. Because that's the same thing as Omedes Maklach. Why is that the same thing and Maznekes? Because it's Chadol Reyesa. There's one Tzad the Reyesa and one Tzad the Heter. Standing is a Reyesa. Shosasas is a Reyesa. Yosheves and Maznekes are each a Tivusa. But if she was standing and Shosasas, then even Rabbi Yossi is Metame. So that's Shita Satosos. Forget about the Svasa Safal. She'll be tame if she was standing and shosasas. And then you have Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg is quoted by the Agos Maimonios and others, also quoted in the Beis Yosef, that Rabbi Yossi is metame when she's yosheves, if the blood is al sfas asafel. And his only disagreement with Rav Meir is to be metaher ba'omedes. In a case where she's Yosheves or Omedes, she's only Tahora if she was positioned al Sfas HaSafal Meklachas HaDachasav Nimtzah Meklach HaSafal. Meaning, the way Meram Rik seems to understand is this whole idea of al Sfas HaSafal applies to Omedes also. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi's old Chiddush that I just don't distinguish between Omedes and Yosheves. But, you know, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like, you know, how could you sit on the edge of the toilet seat if you're not sitting, right, if you're standing? So I guess she stands up and, like, positions herself on the edge somehow. But it could be Omedes, or maybe it's like, you know, a rest stop bathroom. She doesn't want to sit. So it could be Omedes where she's positioned somewhere toward the edge. That's Romberg's, I think that's the only twist, right, that he adds, is that the whole din is just about al sfas hasafel meklachas l'toch hasafel, and you find the b'toch hasafel, that's where it's absolutely tahora. So again, five basic shitos how to understand how we pass on halacha. The simplest is the Rambam and the Rashba. That everything is going to be Torah because Rabbi Yossi is Mitar and there's nothing else to talk about. The whole sugi is only within Shitas from Meir, and we reject Shitas from Meir, so there's nothing to talk about. The second most simple, even though it's not at all simple, is Rabbeinu Chananel, that the whole sugi is irrelevant la'alacha because the whole sugi is about Taros. And when it comes to Labaila, then we're going to be Mitame. How far does Rabbeinu Chananel go with that? Maybe very far, maybe further than we ever would have imagined by reading our Gemara. Maybe even when you have Tarti L'Tivusa, he'll still say that she's going to be Tamei L'Baila, which would mean if you follow that version of Rabbeinu Chananel, any time a woman found Dam in the toilet, then Ashkenazim and Sephardim would be on different planets when it comes to this, right? For Sephardim, it's automatically, no problem. Right? For Ashkenazim, automatically you have a problem. There's just no heter at all. And then we had the shades of gray in between. Right? The Ran, that if she was Yosheves Meklachas into the middle of the Safal, and then she found Dam on the Sfasa Safal, that's going to be Tameh. Because that's the clearest indication, but Omedes is not enough of an indication. Shosasas is not enough of an indication. It's got to be so Shosasas that it's, and probably that's, meaning, what's the vart on the? What's the idea of the edge of the toilet? It's just that it's shosasas. But I guess you have to say that had to be magdir, how forceful it's coming out for it to be considered shosasas. Like, you know, how many miles per hour does it? You know, does it have to be? So, I guess the hagadara is that if it's al sfasa safel, that's how you know it's very weak. It's a very weak trip. And a very weak drip is enough of an indication that she's tamei. But the fact that she says it dripped weakly is not enough. The fact that she says it was shosasas, that's not enough. The fact that she's omedes and therefore it drips a little more weakly, that's not enough. It's got to drip so weakly that it ends up that even though everything else ended up in the toilet, this ended up on the edge of the toilet. And that seems to be the Shitas Harad. Again, Tosos and the Rash, Chada L'Tivusa, right? That if she's Yosheves and Shosasas, or she is Omedes and Maznakas, Chada L'Tivusa, that's enough to be Mitayim. Meaning, he treats all the, both of those criteria the same. Omedes and Yosheves versus Maznakas and Shosasas are treated exactly the same. And as long as you have Chada L'Tivusa, you're good enough. And then Meram Rutenberg, yeah.
How is Meram Rutenberg different?
How's Meram Rutenberg different than the Ran? Because Meram Rutenberg takes into account the possibility of Omedes al Sfas HaSafel, whereas the Ran doesn't. There's no such thing as Omedes al Sfas HaSafel.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the only
difference. So according to the Ran, being Omedes is actually better than being Yosheves.
Right. Meaning it's just an impossibility. I don't know if it's machlokes and metzias. I guess there's no such thing as. I mean, you could say, according to the Ran, if she's omedes and some blood drips onto the toilet seat, that's not enough of an indication that it was a weak drip. because she wasn't sitting right by the toilet seat. She wasn't samach mamish to the toilet seat, so it could have, you know, the blood could have angled in one direction or another. So it's not enough of an indication. You have to say something like that.
Wouldn't you think that Ron is the most pressure reading of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Because the Rambam.
We pass on like Rabbi Yossi.
That was a kosher thing.
I mean, the whole discussion was only with the Rambam. Yeah, I would have thought that the Rambam was the most pashut. I hear, meaning that Lechora shouldn't be telling Rameh Rabbi Yossi, because all Rabbi Yossi said is, I don't care about Omer or Yoshev. Okay, who said anything about Omer or Yoshev? This part is about something else. We're introducing a new factor. I hear that. Okay, and obviously the Ran heard that too. So that's a good possibility. We still haven't opened up the Shulchan Aruch, but I think we did a good job, I hope, you know, like laying out the basic Sugya and the Shittas Rishonim, and now the Shulchan Aruch really should be easy. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, but the Ramah even, like, it should be easier to see where he's coming from. So I don't anticipate spending more than one more shir on Kof Tzadi Aleph. Okay, it's not a very long sin. Okay, have a great day, everybody.